我们感谢神让我们今天灵会的时候刚才在海边可以执行一个洗礼，一个姐妹加入我们这个属灵的大家庭。
Thank you, Lord, that in this ESSCs we are able to baptize our believers and that she has joined our family.
那我们成为神的儿女，我们现在要用一个公义又怜悯谦卑的心来行在主的面前。
As become a children of God, we have to run before Him in our righteousness and mercifulness.
就是我们要用真的是一个是神所爱的儿女的心来得到天父的喜悦。
We have to use our attitude as a children of God to please Him.
我们请看《生命记》十九章。
Let's look at Deuteronomy.
生命记十九章。
Deuteronomy chapter 19.
这是神当时候特别设定的一个公义的又怜悯的法则，让他的百姓来遵守。
This is a law that has been established by God in righteousness and mercifulness.
在神所赐给百姓为业的土地上，这是神的要求。
This is a requirement of God, the only things that God has established on the land.
就是这块土地是神赐给他们应许立约给他们当产业的。
And this is a land that God has established in His law to give them in their possessions.
那现在在这片属神的土地上，他们要用神的法则来过日子。
In this land that belongs to God, they have to use God's law to live their life.
要用一个怜悯的心这个神国度的人要这样子彼此对待。
They have to use a heart of mercifulness to treat each other.
又要是非常的诚实的。
And they have to be honest.
因为神就是信实的神。
Because God is an honest and truth God.
第一节。
Verse 1.
主你神将列国之民拣出的时候，主你神也将他们的地赐给你，你接着住他们的城邑并他们的房屋，就要在主你神所赐你为的土地上分定三座城。
Verse 1, when the Lord your God has cut off the nations whose land the Lord your God is giving you, and you dispossess them and dwell in their cities and in their houses, verse 2, you shall separate three cities for yourself in the midst of your land, which your God your Lord has given to you to possess.
第三节说，要将主你神使你承受为业的地分为三段，又要预备道路，使误杀人的都可以逃到那里去。
Verse 3, you shall prepare roads for yourself and divide into three parts of the territory of your land, which the Lord your God is giving you to inherit, that any manslayer may flee there.
那一开头就说，这块土地是神赐给他们的祖先承受为业的。
Well, at the beginning here, God has already said this land will give inherit to you for your ancestors to live in.
事实上是神亲自为他们打仗，把列国的民剪除。
God has fought the battle for them and has cut off the other denominations.
所以这个土地最后事实上是神赐给他们当礼物的。
So this land has been given by God as their gift.
凭他们自己的能力，他们是不可能拥有任何一寸土地的。
With their own power, they cannot have any land.
但是现在神把他们所没有耕种的土地，他们没有劳力过的现有的所有的恩典都给他们当礼物。
But now God has given them a land that they have not worked on, they have not labored on for their in their possession.
在这一块土地上神他要求百姓要存着怜悯的心。
In this land, God wants them and requires them to be merciful.
因为神就是怜悯的神。
Because God is a merciful God.
所以第一段特别提到说要设立逃城。
So in verse 1, God set them a city of refuge.
就是要让那些误杀人的他们可以逃到那里去的时候，生命就可以被保存下来。
See, for any manslayer to flee there, so to preserve their life.
所以逃城就是要来彰显神他的怜悯。
So the city of refuge is to show the mercifulness of God.
但是这个逃城他是神的怜悯的同时，却也是要执行神的公义。
But in this city of refuge, other than in addition, they may flee there, that they also show the mercifulness of God.
如果是故意杀人的，他在逃城 也没有办法存活。
Or if they have murdered somebody on purpose, they cannot live in this city of refuge, and they cannot live.
所以第十一节，我们现在看第十一节。
Verse 11.
第十一节说：“你若有人恨他的邻舍，埋伏着起来击杀他，以至于死，便逃到这些城中的一座城，本城的长老就要打发人去，从那里带出他来，交在报血仇的手中，将他致死。”
Verse 11, but if anyone hates his neighbor, lies in wait for him, rises against him, and strikes him mortally, so that he dies, and he flees to one of these cities, verse 12, then the elders of the city shall send and bring him from there, and deliver him over to the hand of the avenger of blood, that he may die.
第十三节说，你眼不可以顾惜他，却要从以色列中除掉流无辜血的罪，使你可以得福。
Verse 13, your eyes shall not pity on him,But you shall put away the guilt of innocent blood from Israel, that it may go well with you.
所以这里特别提到说，这个流无辜血的罪。
Here it says the guilt of innocent blood.
在如果有这样的情形啊出现，他说要把它除掉。
If this happened, you have to cast him out.
所以这个就是神的公义。
And this is the righteousness of God.
在神啊赐给百姓的土地上，要有怜悯。也要有公义。
On the land that God has given Israelite into possessions, there is righteousness and mercifulness.
就看人，他是存什么心来做事的。
So it depends what kind of attitude you have to labor on this land.
这是特别吩咐说进入迦南地之后一定要这样做。
He says especially tell the Israelite when you enter the land of Canaan, you have to do as such.
那如果看第十四节
，Let's look at verse 14.
第十四节，在主你神所赐你承受为业之地，不可以挪移你邻舍的地界，那是先人所定的。
14, you shall not remove your neighbor's landmark, which the men of old have said in your inheritance, which you will inherit in the land that the Lord your God is giving you to possess.
这里提到说不可以挪移地界，不可以出于贪心。想要去占人家便宜，把那个土地扩张。
Here it says, you shall not remove,
自己定的。
You shall not remove your neighbor's landmark out of greediness and to expand your own land.
所以这样的行为是神不允许的。
And this is something that God would not allow.
那这个就是贪心。
And this is greediness.
这是不公义的。
This is unrighteousness.
神要求百姓要坚持，要以神所给的为知足。
God required His people to possess the land that God has given them.
因为将来他们进迦南地之后，神会给他们划定界限，每一个支派，你们在哪一个范围里面居住。
Because God in the future that God will assign land for them to possess in.
所以神给他们设定划了一个范围之后，他们不可以私底下去把它挪动。
And God has predestined the land for them to into their possessions. They cannot do anything on their own.
然后从十五节开始
，verse 15,
他提到这个做假见证的问题。
He says a false witness.
如果有人第十八节说以假见证要陷害弟兄
，if there's a false witness that testify against his brother.
第十九节说
，19,
你们就要待他如同他想要待的弟兄，这样就把那个恶从你们中间除掉。
And you shall do to him as he thought to have done to his brother. You shall put away the evil from among you.
我们看到这里神特别强调说，那个做假见证陷害人的是在他眼中很大的恶。
God says here the false witness will be a great wickedness to him.
要把这个说谎的嘴把它除掉。
That you have to cast out these lying lips.
那这也是要强调，在神所赐承受为业的土地上，要有诚实。
Here it says, on the land that God gave you in possessions, you have to be honest.
绝对不可以因为有自己的私心，要陷害人，结果真的是置人于死地。
That you must not have your own wickedness and greediness, and you cast out others.Because of your selfishness.
所以我们从十九章我们看到神对百姓的要求。
In chapter 19, we have seen the requirement of God to His people.
我们要怎样能够在神面前做一个完全人呢
？How do we become blameless in front of God?
我们今天是在神的国度里面，这是神所赐给我们为业的土地。
Then in now we're in God's kingdom. This is the land that God gave us into possession.
哦，所以这个就是神的国度。
This is God's kingdom.
那这也是教会。
And this is church.
所以在教会里面，我们需要能够看到神的原则。
In the church, we have to see the principle of God.
我们人跟人相处，这个就是我们需要遵守的法则。
When we are interacting with people, this is the law that we have to follow.
也是在教会里面行事为人应当要谨守住的。
And this is something that we have to follow and abide with.
如果我们能够谨守遵行，
if we can follow this,
我们就会发现神所赐的福是世世代代子孙都可以承受的。
We discover that the blessing that given by God is from generations to generations.
我们从第一节到第十节，基本上他都要谈到这个误杀人的进入逃城所得到的怜悯。
From verse 1, it talks about the city of refuge for those who the manslayer to flee there.
这个逃城其实所预表的就是耶稣基督。
A city of refuge represent prefigure Lord Jesus Christ.
因为是为了要让那个无心杀人的这些无辜人的血不会留在那个神所赐的土地上。
So it is for the manslayer who are innocent that his blood will be bleed in the land of God.
就是说不会因为有一些无心的过失，这个人没有得到神的拯救，然后就死了。
And because of his innocent intentions that God has to save him.
这是在生命记第四章当时候摩西就讲过一次的。
This is recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 4, and Moses has mentioned that one.
四章的第四十一节。生命记四章四十一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 41.
我们还记得第一章的第四章就是生命记里面所谈的过去的历史。
And we remember from Deuteronomy chapter 1 to 4, it talks about the history in the past.
所以摩西在重复过去很重要的发生过的事件。
Moses has mentioned things that has happened in the past.
那四章四十一节特别提到说，那时摩西在约旦河东向日出之地分定三座城。
Here it says in 41, then Moses set apart three cities of this side of the Jordan toward the rising of the sun.
他特别强调那个三座城是哪三座这个是约旦河东的，摩西已经指定好的。
Here it especially says the three cities that are east side of Jordan.
那这些基本上都是有它的意义的。
And this has its own meaning.
那这个逃城呢，其实最开始在民数记三十五章就写得更详细。
Here in the city of refuge has been recorded clearly in Numbers chapter 35.
那等到摩西现在在跟他们提醒说要记住一定要设立逃城，那等到耶稣亚真的带领百姓进了迦南地之后，他们照着这样做了。
Here Moses has once again reminded them when Joshua has entered into the land of Canaan, they have to do this as such.
所以耶稣亚记二十章就记录他们设定了哪六座城做逃城了。
So in Joshua chapter 21, it recorded
20, Joshua
chapter 20, it recorded the 21 city of refuge.
六座城。
The six city of refuge that he has predestined for them.
所以我们就看到真的这个选民就照着神的要求这样做了。
So all these chosen people of God has do so according to God's.
也说明他们真的是愿意遵守神的吩咐的，顺服的百姓了。
It means they are willing to follow God's commandment. They are the obedient people.
我们看十九章第九节。
Let's look at chapter 19, verse 19.
第十九章的，我们从第八节好了。
Let's look at verse 8.
第八节，主你神若照他向你列祖起誓扩张你的境界，将所应许赐你列祖的地全然给你。第九节。
Verse 9.
你若谨守遵行我今日所吩咐这一切诫命，爱主你的神，常常遵行他的道，就要在这三座城之外再添三座城。
Verse 8. Now if the Lord your God enlarges your territory as he swore to your fathers and gives you the land which he promised to give to your fathers. Verse 9. And if you keep all these commandments and do them, which I command you today, to love the Lord your God, to walk always in his ways, then you shall add three more cities for yourself beside these three.
第十节说，免得无辜之人的血留在主你神所赐你为业的地上，流血的罪就归于你了。
Verse 10, lest innocent blood be shed in the midst of your land, which the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, and thus guilt of bloodshed be upon you.
你看这里提到，如果神扩张你的境界。
Here it says, if God expanded your territory.
那如果你是真的谨守遵行神的吩咐的。
If you follow the commandment of God.
真的是爱主你的神，常常遵行他的道。
If you love the Lord your God and follow His commandment.
那这样子。河东这三座城之外进入迦南地，再另外设定三座城做逃城。
So in this way, the three cities on the east of Jordan will be added more, three more to the east of Jordan.
所以设立逃城表示他们真的愿意遵守神这个公义又怜悯的法则。
If they set a three city of refuge here, that means they have followed the law of God.
就是在耶稣雅记二十章呢，我们真的看到百姓。真的照这样子吩咐在做，他们常常遵行神的道理。
So we can see that in Joshua chapter 20, they have followed God's commandment and do as such.
所以这就是今天如果我们一个人有在听神的吩咐的，我们会照着去做，一定会有具体的表现让众人可以做见证。
Today, if we follow God's commandment, it will appear on our deeds.
那我们看这个逃城，基本上我们想一想它的意义在哪里啊？
Let us think, reflect on this city of refuge. What is the meaning behind this?
主耶稣基督啊，他其实就是逃城这个本身最重要的预表。
Lord Jesus Christ is a prefiguration of this city of refuge.
也就是说，这个逃城本身就在告诉我们，在基督里面，我们才真的能够得到生命的。
So in this city of refuge, we can gain life in Christ.
我们说生下来就有罪。
When we were born, we are sinner.
我们真的是没有去犯无心的。
We didn't do anything that is intentional.
所以，因为我们的祖先，他们就是把这个留给我们了。
Because our ancestor has left this sin for us.
所以，我们今天有很多人一开始认为罪的问题的时候，都觉得我没有啊。
Today, when we reflect on the sin, we think we did not commit any sin.
真的不是故意去犯。
We did not do it on purpose.
因为这个就是人的罪性。
Because this is our sinful nature.
但是这个罪就是一个事实。
But this sinful nature is
虽然是无心的，也是一个事实。
Though you did not do intentionally, this is the truth.
就好像十九章里面说，你去砍树，不小心这个斧头就飞到人家头上，把人家砍死了，这个人就死了，你不能够否认呢、啊。
It's not recorded in chapter 19, then when you go cut a tree, that your axe fell onto somebody's head, and this person died, but you didn't do this sin on purpose.
不是故意的嘛，你不是故意要杀人的。
You didn't do
但是事实还是在这里啊。
But this is the truth.
那怎么办
？But what are you going to do?
所以，就好像今天我们真的不是我们故意去犯罪， but, 但是罪的事实已经存在。
Like today we did not commit any sins on purpose, but this is truth that we have our sins.
所以主耶稣基督，他就是来成为我们的避难所。
So、Lord Jesus Christ become our city of refuge.
在诗篇四十六篇第一节。
Psalm 41 was chapter 41 verse 1.
诗篇四十六篇第一节。
Psalm chapter 46 verse 1.
他这里说，神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难当中随时的帮助。
46 verse 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
这里神是我们的避难所，具体的表现就是耶稣基督出现在我们的人间了。
God is our refuge. That means Lord Jesus Christ has appeared on earth.
他是我们的力量。
He is our strength.
在患难当中，我们呼告主的名，他就要拯救我们。
In tribulations, we call His name, we'll be safe.
所以基本上，逃城就是避难所。
The city of refuge is our shelter.
耶稣基督就是我们今天碰到任何危险，随时可以求告的名。
Lord Jesus Christ is our refuge. As long as we call on His name, we'll be safe.
你看。所以设立逃城的时候，指定那一城之后，接下去还有后续的。你一定要把那个道路打通，要建道路，让人很容易就到达这个逃城去才可以。
After they have set the city of refuge, they have to set a path for people to run there.
所以十九章哈，十九章，你看第三节就特别说，你要把这个土地哈分三段，还要预备道路，使这个乌撒人呢可以逃到那里去，一定要有路可以进。
In here, 19 verse 3, it says that you have to prepare roads for yourself and divide the land into three parts.
所以就是要容易到达的。
That You are able to run flee to the city of
refuge. 不能够很远，所以要在这个全地上很平均的啊，差不多都从都不会太远，也不会太近的距离里面，很人可以啊逃到里面去得到避难。
It can't be so far away that people can achieve to the city of refuge.
啊，所以这个说明主耶稣基督他这个救恩，他称我们避难所，其实他为我们预备道路的。
So Lord Jesus Christ, our city of refuge, that He has prepared a way for us.
他不会设一条路让我们觉得很难，我们不知道怎么到达。
Well, He will not set a path for us that is so difficult to arrive.
所以今天你看，我们要信主得到拯救，这个方法其实很简单。
Now today we have to believe in the Lord. There's a very easy way.
这个方法就是真的，我们愿意承认耶稣基督，他的宝血就是能够洁净我的过犯。Yeah.
You have to profess and admit that Jesus Christ and His blood can redeem for us.
他的道理真的是我们愿意追求的，我们会明白，不会说很高深，像数学有一些东西很深，那个有人就是真的想不懂，他是这个方程式是怎么来的。
That His way is very easy. That is not like mathematics. That is so hard to resolve the questions.
你看，不管你是有没有读书的，那个道理你就会懂。
It doesn't matter you are a knowledge, well knowledge, but you will know the way of Jesus Christ.
这个就是今天主耶稣基督，他你看神他为我们预备道路，很容易就可以接受主的救恩。
This is a preparation of God that prepared Lord Jesus for us.
那如果我们看这个第四节哈
，If you look at verse 4,
误杀人的逃到那里就可以存活，定力乃是这样啊，就是。这个就是这个城市要让我们得生命的。
This is the case of manslayer who flees there that he may live. This is how the city of refuge is.
啊，其实是所有人都可以去的。
Actually, everyone can arrive.
这件事情我们要看民数记三十五章。
Let's look at Numbers chapter 35.
民数记三十五章。
Numbers chapter 35.
三十五章，我们看第十五节。
Verse 15.
这六座城要给以色列人和他们中间的外人并聚居的作为逃城，使误杀人都可以逃到那里。
15. These six cities shall be for refuge for the children of Israel, for the stranger and for the sojourners among them, that anyone who kills a person accidentally may flee there.
你看，是以色列人，或者是外人，或者是聚居的人。
So it's Israelite, the strangers or the sojourners can flee there.
所以愿意的，今天真的有一个这样的一个急难，他是不小心的，现在逃到那里都可以得存活。
Well, there's a situation that you did not kill anyone on purpose that you can flee there.
所以今天主耶稣基督他的救恩呢，是给所有的人的。
So Lord Jesus Christ, His salvation is for everybody.
愿意相信的，他就可以得到。
For those who is willing to believe will receive this salvation.
不分你是哪一族人。
It doesn't matter what tribes you're from.
这就是神的大能。神的怜悯
and this is the mightiness and his mercifulness of God.
所以罗马书第一章十六节说，福音神的大能要拯救相信的。
So here Romans chapter 1 verse 16, it says, for the salvation is for everyone who believes.
所以是就是今天神他没有偏见，他很公平的把这个救恩呈现在世人眼前。
God is fair. He is not biased on anyone. He showed this salvation.
听到愿意相信的就可以来。
For those who believe can come.
所以你不管大人小孩，他愿意相信的都可以。
It doesn't matter you are children or adults, as long as you believe.
不管是男的女的，有钱的贫穷都无所谓。
It doesn't matter you are guys, you are men or women, or rich or poor, you can come to him.
这是救恩给所有的世人。
And this salvation grace for everybody on earth.
那如果看二十五节，一样三十五章二十五节。
Look at
刚才民数记三十五章。
Numbers chapter 35 verse 1。
二十五节。
Verse 25。
他这里特别提到说，会众要救这误杀人脱离报血仇人的手，也要使他归入逃城，他要住在其中，只等到受膏的大祭司死了。
So 25. So the congregation shall deliver the manslayer from the hand of the avenger of blood, and the congregation shall return him to the city of refuge where he had fled, and he shall remain there until the death of the high priest who was anointed with the holy oil.
这里特别说，他跑到逃城之后，他就可以归入逃城，他可以住在那里啊。
Here it says, as long as this manslayer can achieve to this land,
他就被接纳了，成为这城里的居民了。
That he will be accepted by the people in the city.
所以这个城是要让人居住的。
And this is a city for people who live.
在这里有神的保护。
There's a protection of God.
在这里也有神的供给。所以他生活不会发生困难的。
God will provide for this person, then he will not have difficulty in life.
这叫这个当时候城里面这些长老，他们把他接纳之后，他们就要负责。照顾他的需要了。
So when the elder in this city have accepted this manslayer, he will have to take care of his lifestyle.
所以今天我们归入主耶稣基督以后
，as we belong to Lord Jesus Christ，
你看，在我们这个教会，我们这个主的身体里面，就多了一个肢体。
In this church, in this body of Christ, we have one more body member.
这个 member， 这个肢体就要得到适当的照顾。
And this member will be taken care of.
所以就让他可以安心的住在这里了。
That this member will live here.
所以这就是今天主耶稣他告诉我们弟兄姐妹要彼此相爱的道理。
And this Lord Jesus has been telling us we have to love each other.
你看一个人他如果从他是逃命的，他逃到这里，你看他可能什么都没有。
So you can see it, when a person flee here, he will have nothing.
他到一个新的地方，可能人生地不熟，什么人都不认识。
He come to a new place, he doesn't know anybody.
但是会不会有人接纳他，然后照顾他的需要，成为他的朋友呢？
Or will anyone accept him and be friend with him?
所以当他归入这个城的时候，这里的城的居民就要爱他像自己的邻舍一样。
And when he come to this city of refuge, he will become the neighbor of everybody else.
要让他很安心的在这里居住，他不用担心受怕。
And he will live here in peace and he doesn't have to worry about.
不需要有额外的这个顾虑。
He doesn't have any worry.
所以今天。我们弟兄姐妹对新加入教会的这些我们的新的弟兄姐妹一定要多加的关心照顾。
So that our brother and sister should take care of the new member.
因为他是就是这样子被主的拯救进入了这个城里，要住在这里的。
Because he has received the salvation grace of God, he has entered into this.
所以我们对新受洗的弟兄姐妹绝对不能够给他们有这样一个这个心情上的落差。
So we have to take care of the of the new member.
落差就是说，不受洗的时候，到慕道者，好多人会打招呼，很希望说他能够相信，然后来洗礼成为信徒。
It's not like when she's a true seeker that you say hi to him, but after that, then you don't do anything.
好了，现在洗礼完之后是教会的姐妹了。
Now after baptism, she become a sister of our church.
就会很自然的说他应该什么都会知道，他应该这个应该做，那个应该做。
Then she know everything that she has to do this and that.
但是其实不是这样子。
That's not true.
就像一个人他初出到一个地方去，什么都可能都不懂。
When a new person come to a new place,
什么都不会。
He doesn't know anything.
那这个时候就要有人帮助他。
Then people has to help him.
成为他的朋友。
And become his
friend. 带领他能够在这个城里面真的很安心，又很舒畅的在这里生活，享受神的恩典。
And guide him to live comfortably in this new city.
所以要让他住在这里。让他住得 很安心，很满足。
That she has to sit here and be satisfied.
好，那这个住在这里的人要有一个自觉。
And well, people who sit here has to have a conscience.
他今天之所以能够得到性命保存，是因为在这个城里面。
Today his life is spared because of this city of refuge.
他如果出了这个城，他可能就没命了。
Out of this city of refuge, he will lose his life.
所以35章的第26节。
Chapter 35, verse 26.
但误杀人的，无论什么时候，若出了逃城的境外，27节，报血仇的在逃城境外遇见他，将他杀了，报血仇的就没有流血之罪了。
26. But if a manslayer at any time goes outside the limits of the city of a refuge where he fled, 27. The avenger of blood finds him outside the limits of the city of refuge, then the avenger of blood kills the manslayer. He shall not be guilty of blood.
所以这里就提到。我们要一直让这个逃进来的人可以很放心的在这里得到满足，他不会再跑出去的。
He mentions that a manslayer should be satisfied in the city, that he will not fled.
因为当他跑出去这个境外的时候，他可能会没命。
Well, when he flee outside of the city, he will lose his life.
因为那个报血仇的，如果找到他把他杀了，这个报血仇的没罪了。
When the avenger finds him, he will kill him and he will lose his life.
所以这个逃进在逃城里面的人一定要有这个自觉，他今天之所以存活，就一定要一直留在这个城里面。
So the manslayer who lives in this city has to have a conscience that he will be protected in this city.
所以主耶稣基督他现在给我们的生命
And Lord Jesus Christ has given us life.
是出于他的怜悯
It's out of his mercifulness.
但是我们人有相对要尽的责任
But we have our responsibility as well.
就是要知道神给我们的界限
That we have to know the boundary God has given to us.
我们要很愿意顺服的听神的话说就在这个城里面
That we have to be willing and obedient to God and live in this city.
不能够说、为什么出去 就会死
So you can ask, why would you die if you go out
of the city? 我希望能够有自由
Yeah, because I want my freedom.
我想去外面看一看
So I want to see outside world.
但是出去可能没命
But when you're outside, you might lose your life.
没命是因为如果被那个要来报仇人遇到了就没命了
So you have seen the Avengers come to you, then you may lose your life.
不是说一出去就会死
It doesn't mean that you go outside and
而是说出去的时候你有可能会被暴雪说遇见你就没命你没有得到保护了
When you are outside there might be a possibility that an avenger may find you and you may lose your life
所以今天我们为什么说要让我们的新受洗弟兄姐妹一直保留在教会里面他不会跑到城外去
So we want our new believers to stay in this city that he would not go outside
出去之后就没有保证一定可以得永生了。
Because when you go outside, there's no guarantee that you may receive eternal life.
魔鬼像吼叫狮子。
Because Satan is like roaring lion.
哦，所以要寻找可吞吃的。
Because he finding.
今天我们的罪之所以得到主耶稣的赦免，是因为我们愿意保守在主的恩典底下。
The lion is looking for those who can swallow. That if you're in the protections of Jesus Christ, you may preserve your life.
相信神所设定的这个城的界限。
That you may believe the boundary that the city of refuge that God has.
我们出去很有可能我们会遇到，真的是会碰到这个凶恶的。
When we go outside, we might see the wicked one.
所以我们要愿意顺服神，听神的话语。
But we have to obedient to God and believe His word.
所以我们要弟兄姐妹要彼此照顾，让所有新受洗的弟兄的这些同龄都能够一直留在这个城里。
So the brother and sister have to take care of these new believers that he may stay in this city.
得到神的保守
，receive the protection of God.
能够在这个城里面啊，在这个基督的身体里一起来服侍神。
In this body of Christ and serve Him.
那第二十五章啊
，in chapter 35,
我们如果继续看第二十八节
，verse 28,
因为故杀人的该住在逃城里。等到大祭司死了，大祭司死了以后，误杀人的才可以回到他所得为业之地了。
28, because he should have remained in this city of refuge until the death of the high priest, but after the death of the high priest, the slayer may return to the land of his possessions.
这里特别提到这个大祭司死亡之后
，Here it says after the death of the high priest,
他可以才回去他原来祖先所给他的那个土地里。
And this manslayer can return to the land of his possessions.
所以他。得到真正的自由是要大祭司死亡的时候。
So he will receive his freedom after the death of this high priest.
今天这个大祭司就是中保。
And this high priest is a counselor, is a mediator.
今天我们之所以能够得拥有自由，也是因为主耶稣基督牺牲。
We can receive the freedom because of sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
哦，所以今天主耶稣基督他为我们牺牲，他让我们得到。真正的自由，在真里面得到自由了。
What the sacrifice of Jesus Christ had led us to be freedom in Him.
你看，我们人本来是在这个律法，在这个罪的权势底下受辖制的。
But initially, men are under the law.
那现在等到主耶稣他成年救恩以后
，After the salvation's grace of has achieved the salvation grace, Christ,
那我们才得到自由了。
Then we receive a true freedom.
哦，所以在逃城 他现在在逃城里面得到神的这个祝福保守
He has received the protection and blessing of God in this city of refuge
但是毕竟他还是离开他的家
But he is away from his home
他本来的家是他熟悉的他本来就从那边来的
His original possessions he know are very well of
你看今天我们人本来在哪里
And initially, where were we?
我们人本来是在天上的。
We were originally from heaven.
是神给我们的生命的。
And God gave us life.
我们的家最后都是在天国的。
So our original home is.
今天我们在地上，我们成为误杀人的，我们犯罪了。
We are on the earth, we sin.
我们今天逃到耶稣基督这个逃城里面来。
So we run, we flee to the shelter of Jesus.
我们得到保守，得到平安，得到神照顾的，给我们的照顾。
receive protections and peace from Lord Jesus.
但是最终我们还是希望能回家。
But eventually we'll return home.
这个回家就是主耶稣基督把救恩成全之后。
So when we return home, that means
当大祭司死了，
Jesus has accomplished his salvation grace. Is when the death of high priest.
我们的主耶稣基督为我们牺牲他的生命，我们今天才得到自由。
And Jesus Christ has died for us, and we receive this freedom.
我们才真的将来能够再次的回到天国去。
And in the future, we may return home.
那所以逃城它所蕴含的意义，就是今天我们在主里面所得到的保守。
That's the meaning of definition of city of refuge. We may receive protections.
那我们也期待将来能够再回到我们原来的家去。
We are hoping that we may return home.
就是我们天国。
That our heavenly
这是神所赐给我们最重要的救恩。
This is what God has given us. That eventually,
地上的一些恩典好处都是暂时的。
Whatever on earth is temporary.
但是最重要的就是永生。
And the most important things here, eternal life.
那是我们永远可以承受为业的。
But this is something that we can inherit from.
好，所以这个就是神的怜悯。
This is mercifulness of God.
那我们需要按照神的方式来彼此对待。
Now we have to follow God's way and treat each other.
让我们的心能够这样子存着怜悯，像主一样。
Let our heart be filled with mercifulness like Jesus Christ.
那再我们再看第十四节，看回来《生命记》十九章十四节，我们再来谈一个问题。
Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 14.
十四节说，在主你神所赐你承受为业之地，你不可以挪移你邻舍的地界，因为那是先人所定的。
Verse 14, you shall not remove your neighbor's landmarks which the men of old have set in your inheritance which you will inherit in the land of the Lord your God is giving you to possess.
所以这个先祖所立的，你不可以把它改变了，不可以挪移，不可以去另外立新的那个界限。
This is what your ancestor has said before you. You shall not remove them.
那个箴言有一句话也是这样写。
In Proverbs,
我们看箴言二十二章。
Chapter 22.
箴言二十二章。
Proverbs chapter 22.
二十二章的二十八节。
Chapter 22:28, verse 28.
你先祖所立的地界，你不可以挪移。
Do not remove the ancient landmark which your father have set.
他特别提到这个，在箴言里面，他特别讲这一句话。
He says in Proverbs, especially noted.
那表示说，要将祖先所定下来的持守住了。
That means you have to keep the landmark that your ancestor have set.
今天我们所信的这个真理，是使徒主耶稣基督借着使徒已经把它定下来的这个真理的规模。
Today the gospel that we have believed in is set by our apostle.
我们不必要再去另外立新的境界了。
And we don't have to establish a new one.
我们也不可以改变。
And we cannot change anything.
所以真理说不可以的，你不可以说可以啊。
When the true gospel says you cannot do so, you cannot do so.
哦，所以这个规模哈，道理的规模已经托付给人了。
Well, this model has been set before man.
提摩太前书，提摩太后书，对不起。
Second Timothy.
提摩太后书第一章。
Second Timothy chapter 1.
当时候保罗提醒提摩太。
And Paul has reminded his apostle.
提摩太了。
Timothy.
第一章二十三节。
Chapter 1, verse 13.
你从我听的那纯正话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心常常守着。
Verse 13. Hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in faith.And love which are in Christ Jesus.
十四节说，从前所交托你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢守着。
14. That good things which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us.
这里所说的这个纯正话语的规模，其实就是一次已经交付给圣徒的这个真道，就是犹大书第三节说的。
Here it says the pattern of sound words which is recorded in Jude 13 as well.
第三节。
Jude 3, verse 3.
那这个就是。已经这个真理已经交付给圣徒了。
And this truth has been handed over to his apostle.
就好像这个界限已经画好的。
Because this boundary had been set.
所以我们现在不可以把它挪。
And we cannot remove anything.
不可以再去把它想说，哦，这个道理当时没有讲清楚，我现在把它扩张，要讲更大一点。
We can say this is not clear before I have to make it better.
我们不可以加添，不可以删减。
We cannot add or remove.
那这个地界已经被划了，你们不能够说我现在不需要那么大，所以我缩小一点，我责任少一点，所以我不需要那么多了，把它缩小，那不行。
The boundary has been set. You cannot say I can make it smaller. Then you don't have that many responsibility.
哦，所以这个界限划了，我们现在挪地界不可以挪移，不可以把它扩张，也不可以把它缩小。就像神的真理不可以增添，也不可以删减。
Well, you cannot remove or add anything to this landmark, just like God's word, you cannot add or take out anything from it.
那所以今天我们如果是对神很忠心的，我们不会贪心，我们也不会这样子高傲。
Today, when we are very faithful to God, we will not be greedy or be proudful.
我们会很在意神所托付我们的，我们要持守住。
We'll be faithful to God that He has entrusted us.
在生命记的二十七章哈
，Deuteronomy chapter 27。
那在宣布这个咒诅跟祝福的时候
，Deuteronomy chapter 27 when it mentioned about curses and blessings，
这个在以巴路山呢就要宣告咒诅的事情嘛。
So in Mount Ebal, it has mentioned about curses.
第十七节说
，verse 17。
挪移邻舍地界的必受咒诅，百姓都要说阿们。
Curse is the one who moves his neighbor landmark, and all the people shall say amen.
这是要宣告，这当时候立位人向以色列众高声说，然后大家都听到了，然后你就要回应说阿们。
This is to pronounce to the Israelite, and they have to say amen.
也就是说，我愿意遵守。
That means I'm willing to accept it.
我要持守我主先祖所留下给我的这个境界，我要努力的去维护它。
I have to keep the commandment from my ancestor. I have to protect it.
那所以真的对神忠心的啊，在意遵行神律法的人，像拿伯，他就算王要这个威胁利诱，他都不妥协。
So when those who is faithful to God is like Nabal, even kings want to take his land, he will keep it faithfully.
那所以在神眼中，他的作为就蒙神纪念了。
So in the eyes of God, he will be remembered.
所以我们今天要忠于真理。
So we have to be faithful to truth.
将这个使徒所留下的这个道理的规模，用信心和爱心好好的守着。
So we have to keep the commandment the apostle has left for us.
但是这当中我们没办法，只能靠自，我们没有办法靠自己。
But we cannot rely on ourselves.
我们一定要依靠圣灵。
We have to rely on Holy Spirit.
所以保罗跟提摩太说，你一定要好好的靠着圣灵，祷告圣灵，能够守着，所以我们的生活才能够不断的更新。
So Paul said to Timothy that you have to keep all this with Holy Spirit.
哦，所以圣灵的更新，我们要祷告被圣灵充满，很重要的。
So when we receive the regeneration, renewal of Holy Spirit, we have to always pray.
所以我们的心真的是跟神一样的。
So our heart will be similar alike to God.
我们是很有怜悯的。
We have mercy.
我们是很公义的。
We are righteous.
我们是很谨守的，守住神所交托的。
We have faithfully keep the word of God.
我们的心也是很诚实的。
Our hearts are honest.
所以我们的口，我们的嘴，就是用来传讲神的话语，而不是去做假见证陷害人的。
Our lips is to preach the gospel of God. It's not to be a false witness.
所以我们今天看到圣经里面这样提醒我们。
Today we have seen the Bible has reminded us.
我们如果常常这样子来行在神的面前。
If we always walk before God,
守住他的这个吩咐
，and keep His commandment,
神一直与我们同行
，and God will walk with us.
我们就得到让神的心意得到满足了
，then we will please God.
我们再看这一节，再重复一次。我们看弥迦书第六章。
Let us look at Micah chapter 6,
第八节
，verse 8.
弥迦书六章八节。
Micah chapter 6 verse 8.
世人啊，主已经指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
Verse 8. He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
愿我们都能够这样子，又公义，又怜悯，又谦卑，与神同行。
May all of us can do as such, be justly, be merciful, and walk humbly with God.
能够彰显出神的性情来。
And we can glorify and show the divine nature of God.
让我们 这个教会啊，神的家里啊，充满爱啊，充满温暖。
May this church be filled with love and warmth.
也能够啊，充满欢喜快乐。
And filled with peace and joy.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
244首。
244.